Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Dion Edessa, and you are locked into Rise and Love with You Radio. And this morning, I am just so grateful for the opportunity to be here with you and to discuss some things. Before I get started, though, I just want to say a few things that basically draw your attention to the moment and to your present situation and to be absolutely grateful for all the things that you have going on in your life and also the things that you don't have going on in your life, because there's a reason why you don't have it. Even if you want it, there's a reason why you don't have it. Get it? Yeah. And you may know by now, but I am actually a self-love coach, an inspirational speaker, a writer, and an author, a style influencer, of course. That's just how I do. That's just how I get down. And I am also known for my work in television. And one of my recent projects as well is that I am now a TV host of a wonderful TV show called Connect to Jam TV, where I will also be spreading the movement of Rise in Love with You over there. By any means, anyhow, any way, by any means necessary, we will get the mission out there to Rise in Love with You, no matter what you go through. And that's just what it's all about. So I was actually thinking to myself for a few days, because, you know, we have to prepare for these podcast and think about what we will talk about and how to connect with the audience out there. And I really thought about, you know, planning goals and writing things out. It's simple, you know? So that thought of me planning or thinking about what I'm going to plan or how I'm going to plan it or what I'm going to say, it's just like, start with that. And that's just what I'm doing, starting with that. And before we actually really get into the nitty-gritty of the show, I am going to provide you with the call-in number, which is area code 213-325-3434. Again, this is Rise in Love with You Radio. I am your host, Dion Edessa. And the call-in number, if you have any questions, any comments, is 213-325-3434. Okay? Perfect. So, I have written a book, and the name of that book is called LOL, Lessons of Life. And that book is based upon the last 20 years of my life, although I am 26, okay, over the last 20 years of my life. And so I basically went through my journals, all my writings, and came up with this, figured out the major 20 life lessons that I've learned, and put it all together in one book. And there you have it, LOL Lessons of Life, which is available on Amazon.com. And I found this topic in the book as I was going over it the other day, because, like, for me as a writer, whenever I write, I just write to express, get it out, and I put it down. I don't know if many other people do this, but for me, that's just what I do. And I think it's because I've gotten it out. It's out of my system, so I just put it down and I leave it there for other people to enjoy. I only really go back to read, or, you know, if I really need to refer to something, a lesson that can help me with my current situation or somebody else that I know with their current situation, and to apply it that way. So I went back to the book and I found a chapter in there called Always Have Goals. And it's just so fitting for this episode called The Power of the Pen and The Power of Writing Things Down. So I'm going to start there. All right? So here we go. I'll just read directly from it. It's not long. It'll take a few seconds, maybe a minute. But we'll just start there, okay? All right. Always have goals. You must always have something that you are working towards, no matter how big or how small, and document it. write it down. Writing it down gives you a visual and acts as a tool to keep you on track. Don't overwhelm yourself, though. Keep it simple, start off small, and take your time. There's no need to rush. Setting goals and accomplishing them will give you the confidence to move on to bigger ones. Get it? You're beginning to see the picture, right? Another thing, a hint that I can share with you also, is to write down what you want first and then work your way backwards to where you are today. Because doing this will help you determine the steps that you actually need to take to get to your desired goal. I'll give you an example. So just say that you have, think of any goal. So let's just say that you have a goal to fly a plane. You want to become a pilot. You want to fly a plane. But today you don't even know how you're going to get there. All you know is that you need to get up to carry on with your normal settings every single day and to just continue with life as normal. But from where you are today, you have no idea to where you have to be to eventually fly this plane, right? So what I suggest to do is to get a notebook, get a piece of paper, and write down fly a plane. Start with that, fly a plane. Don't worry about where you are today or where you're not today, and just focus on flying the plane. So now that we have that part down, what's the next step below flying a plane? What comes before flying the plane? So in order to fly a plane, and if you don't know, Google it. Everything is on Google. Go online to the internet and find out type in the question. I find that typing in your questions in the Google search narrows things down, and therefore you get way more efficient results to what you need, to what you're looking for, rather than having millions of search results pop up and then you're searching because you don't know which one is necessary or which one is appropriate to what you need, to find out. So, yeah, my suggestion is when you go into Google, type in your question. So this question for this circumstance, the situation would be, what does it take to become a pilot? Or what does it take to fly a plane? So in order to fly a plane, to become a pilot, you need your pilot license. So that would be the next step. So again, we have the first step, which is the end result. As I said, we're working backwards from where you are, from that final result to where you are today. So that first step, again, would be to fly a plane. The second step would be to get your pilot's license. Now, what is the step before getting your pilot's license? What do you have to find out? So to get your pilot's license, you have to find a school that offers this curriculum or this program, the certificate. Look up pilot schools in your area online. Well, I guess it can't be online. You have to fly a plane, isn't it? So it has to be somewhere local or somewhere that you can drive, which is not too far, and get to, which is not too far away from you. So find the school. So now we have that. We have the school. We found a school in order to get the license, in order to accomplish that final goal of flying the plane. So now before you find the school, what do you need to attend the school? And what there are, different things, obviously, that you need to attend the school, but one of the main things is the money. The money. Where will the money come from? So now we think about this. Either you have your own money, you have your savings, or you can work, or you have, you just have money anyway saved up. Now you can fund your schooling with your own money or go through financial aid. Find out if there are financial aid programs, or if there are certain loans that you can get in order to attend the school, in order to get your pilot's license, and then to eventually fly the plane. You get it? So now let's just say, we talked about money. Let's just say that you don't have the money right now, because money is a sensitive subject for many, many people, and we often let money or the absence of money hold us back from the things that we desire, from the goals that we want to accomplish, and for living our vision, and succeeding. So I'm definitely an advocate to just keep going and keep moving through, regardless of whether you have the money or not, because miraculously, some way or somehow, the universe always provides, always. And I say universe, you can say God, you can say Jesus, you can say Allah, you can say, you know, whatever you prefer. You know, I'm not religious at all, but I am very spiritual. And, you know, I definitely meet people where they are and I understand. So for you, find out that higher power, and it is that higher power that always provides. And your mind as well will always seek ways of providing for you once you know for sure what it is that you actually want to do. So your mind, in sync with this universal energy, God, Allah, the universe, whatever you want to say, will provide a way for you to get the money and to, in order to go to school, in this case, in order to get your pilot's license and in order to buy the plane. So say you don't have the money, you know, we find a job, get a job, get the money. But the first, and then a step before finding a job is look for a job. Right? So do you get that? So from where you are today in your current situation, you want to fly this plane that we're talking about. So the first step is to look for a job. The second step is to land the job. The third step is to get the money through this job, save up the money. The fourth step is to take this money and go to school. Because remember, everything we're talking about, you already did the research for it, because we worked backwards from your final goal. So now you have the school, now you're going to school, it takes what, let's just say it takes 18 months or so to get your pilot's license. I'm just throwing a number out there, I don't know, but that's just what I'm assuming, to get your pilot's license. And then eventually you fly the plane. So do you see how it just correlates, how it becomes so that much more attainable once you write things down and have certain goals? Because this idea of flying the plane, which is flying around in your head, the idea is just bouncing around from one thought to another, seems so far away as if it is unattainable. Because why? Because you did not write it down. And that is the power of the pen. The power of the pen is writing things down in order to, first of all, give you a visual and let you see what it actually takes to get to where you're going. And then it gives you organization. So therefore, your life becomes that much more purposeful, purpose-filled, purposeful to live. Because now you're really living for something, and you have the guide, which is this plan here in this circumstance that we're referring to. So, you know, here I gave the idea of a plane, but this final goal could be anything, anything. So if you're out there listening and you have a final goal, a final outcome that you're desiring, or a vision that you want to fulfill, you know, you can give us a call. Give me a call here now and we can go over it now. Or go to, and the calling number here is 646-787-1639. Again, I'm sorry, 646-787-1639. Okay? And again, you can also go to my website, which is dionadessa.com. That is spelled dionneadessa.com. I am a, as I mentioned, a self-love coach, and self-love involves any and everything to do with yourself and to do with life. So if there's anything that you are desiring to accomplish, I can help you with that and set some things out for you there. All right, so I hope that was a little bit helpful for you, because doing this definitely helps. In your mind, again, hearing this for the first time, or even hearing it, even if you have heard it before, you but haven't implemented it in your life, it can still sound a little bit far-fetched for you now. But I guarantee you, once you begin it, trust me, you will then, you know, excel, and you will develop that faith. And developing the faith will allow you to feel the fear and do it anyway, you know, because faith trumps all fear. There's no fear that you can have that could possibly paralyze you once you have the faith. And writing things out like this the magic, the power of the pen develops your faith. That's why it's important to write things down. All right, so there you go. You officially have a blueprint for your success there that lead us ready to go. And then I also have a blog that you can look at to keep you motivated as well throughout your week at deonadessa.com. And on Friday, which was November 20th, I wrote down something in regards to the planning here and in regards to the show, which is something about two sentences long, so I'll read it here. It says, life has a funny way of playing itself out. I want to say definitely have plans, but also be flexible along the way, because what you want does not always come in the way that you expect it. Adapting this attitude will train your mind into looking for creative ways into executing your desired goals. Just think about that. Now, that was the blog that I wrote. Now that we went through these the steps of writing it down, I do definitely want to touch upon the way that we remain flexible. So, yes, we have everything written on paper, but you are not to be so rigid in this that you get frustrated or begin to doubt yourself when obstacles come along your way. So for this exercise, we spoke about different steps. We talked about writing out your desired goals and working backwards and then flipping those to actual steps to take. So for this example, I used flying a plane. So the first step out that we needed to do in order to get to flying a plane was search for a job, get the job, save the money, find a school, get the license, and then fly a plane. So let's just say somewhere along this line you come across an obstacle, which is saying you got the job, yeah, but then you were fired from the job or laid off from the job because the company basically went out of business. So now you're like, shoot, I have what am I going to do? I have this plan to fly a plane, and I needed to get this job in order to get the money to go to the flight school and in order to become a pilot. So what do you do now that this obstacle has come your way? Do you stop? Do you allow this obstacle to just overwhelm you? And do you allow this obstacle to overtake your mind with fear and doubt? No. You do not. You must take this obstacle as an opportunity to grow and an opportunity to be more creative in accomplishing this goal. You must not wallow or weep or allow this obstacle to overcome you, because it's at this stage where the winners and the quitters are clearly distinguished. And in order to become your goal, to achieve your goal, you must adapt the winner's mentality. A winner never quits and a quitter never wins. So do you think that people that are winners that we hear about on a daily basis, household names, the Albert Einsteins, the Oprah Winfreys, or even just the successful business owner down the street from you, do you think that you would have known about them if they quit? And do you think that they never had obstacles to overcome? What makes them winners, or what makes them a known name, or what makes us know them by face, name, business, whatever the case is because they kept going. And they overcame obstacles. They became creative in how to overcome obstacles and kept going. And that's exactly what I'm telling you right now. So back to the example of losing your job or being laid off. What can you do to keep going? What can you do? The first thing you do is keep your mind on the prize. Keep your mind on getting that license, becoming the pilot and flying the plane. So now you don't have the job, you're laid off. So now you find another job. Simple. That's just one way. You go around it and you find another job. Keep it going. Or another thing will be to maybe look for assistance. You know, there's always assistance out there somewhere, somehow. Look in your local community. I'm in Connecticut now, so we have a thing called 211, which is the info line for anything that you have questions with or any services that you are in need. Find out what your local assistance hotline number is and contact them and let them know your questions or your concerns or what you would like to accomplish, and they can help you there. And also, another thing is a public library. It is an amazing, amazing place. It's not only for books, it's for services as well. So, you know, go there, find out what loans are out there. If you don't want to take a loan, find out what financial aid, what grants are available, and just keep going. But my thing to you is never, never, never stop. And if you don't quite know what step to take, sometimes take nothing. Sometimes it's okay to be still, and it's okay to receive the inspiration, guidance from somewhere besides you. Because sometimes in the moving and the moving and the moving, we forget, we get so caught up with our, you know, mind, the thoughts every day going on, where we just become confused and our minds become cloudy. So sometimes it's okay to keep still and be and know when to move again, though. That's the thing. We're not just going to keep still forever. Like, oh, well, Deanna, that's what you said, keep still. No. We keep still for a time until we know when to move again. And the way that we know when we move again is by knowing what we want in order to identify opportunities. Because if you don't know what you want, then you will not see the opportunity that's coming your way for you. Do you understand? And also another thing is that is referring back to the higher power that I spoke to before, as far as believing in something bigger, not maybe bigger than yourself, because you are amazing and you're grand and your message, period. But we are a part of a collective power. Inside of you is part of the collective power. It's part of that Christ. It's part of that universe. It's part of that spirit, something, something, something. But it's inside of you. So that's why I say, you know, looking for a higher or greater power, but you are a part of that power. Understand that and believe that. Developing your intuition as well, knowing that gut feeling, knowing when to move on something and knowing when to be still. But in order to do that, you must be in sync with your own power, your own intuition, your own sixth sense. All right? So basically, accomplishing your goals is knowing, you know, writing them down, which is the power of the pen, first, regardless of what, get used to writing things down. As I mentioned earlier, it gives you a visual and it gives you a guide in order to get this goal done. And it also keeps you on track. So when obstacles do come, you can see where you are and still know what the next step is, but also develop that rhythm of when to keep still, when to keep going, and when to move up fast or, you know, to slow down, whatever the case is. And the power of the pen is what allows, is the first thing that allows you to do all of these things. That's why I'm just such a big player on just writing things down. It's so amazing. So, yeah, get yourself a calendar, a yearly calendar. Every year I do this, and I keep them on track so I can refer back to it as time goes on just to see how far I've come. And, again, that's the power of the pen, writing things down. Yes, we're in the technology era. We're in everything is electronic. We have our big phones. We have our big tablets. We have our, everything is da-da-da, whatever. But, yes, you can use that. That's great because I use it too. But always keep it simple. Again, there's nothing like the power of the pen and just writing it down on paper. And make it your best friend, because when you have times of doubt, fear, again, looking back at what you've written down will just affirm you and allow that faith to grow and to be firm and to develop, okay? So that is the power of writing a pen. I'm sorry, that is the power of writing and the power of the pen. Keep that down. I am, so that was it. You know, I feel very, and as I'm talking to you now, I'm looking at my journal and my book and my writings that I have down. And also, you know what, one more thing I want to touch on. Writing down things down with a pen, once you do that, it's out of your head. You don't have to think about it no more. The only time you do think about it is when you come back to it. And that is, again, the power, because it frees up your mind. All the junk, like, just think about having to remember to do something that just stays on your mind. Doesn't that get tiring? It's like, I just feel so tired. If I'm not writing stuff down, I literally feel tired because it's like, all right, I got to think about this. I have to keep this on my mind. This is on my mind. While I'm still thinking of doing something else. So now I'm doing something else, but I'm still having something else on my mind, which is not allowing me to be as efficient as I could be with the one thing that I need to be doing at this very moment. I'm not succeeding at doing that one thing this moment because I'm thinking about what I have to remember. So writing it down on paper frees up your mind, allows you to be very focused in the now moment as well. So that when you, so now you can just refer back to your writings, your paper, your journal, your calendar, whatever way you want to use or whatever helps you. So, I am Dionne Edessa. This is Rise and Love with You Radio. And today we went over the power of the pen and writing things down. You can find me at social media sites such as Facebook, which my name again is DionneAdessa. Or you can find me on Instagram, again, DionneAdessa. I am on Twitter, Dionne Edessa. And I go to my website, DionneEdessa.com, where I also have blogs. And I write just my daily thoughts and daily whatever goes on. But, yeah, Dionne Edessa, inspirational speaker, self-love coach, style influencer. Rise in love. Thank you for tuning in. Come back next Sunday, every Sunday, 10 a.m., new topic, new conversation. And just follow me on the social media sites. You can find out exactly what the new topics are. Thank you and bless.